Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh yeah? So you know how to secure this gift joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
We're back right now. A couple of things, you know, here I want to remind you, Disney, folks. Disney, Amazon, Kroger, all of them, they promote with their employees, their female employees. They pay them to kill their children. They pay them. They will pay them $4,000, and they'll pay the expense wherever they have to travel to go kill their children. This is evil. Now, folks, if you support that, that's okay. You just have very, very low morals. I mean, your standards are low if you support these people.
That's right.
And so, you know, if that's as good as you are, okay. But if you have higher standards, I wouldn't say I'm too good for that. I'm better than that. I won't have anything to do with Amazon or Kroger. Why? Because they're dirty. Just like these politicians that we have so many of them out there, the entire deep state. And so here, did you know, fellas, 25% of the children in America today live in one-parent houses, one-parent homes. Do you know that's America, 25%. Do you know what the percentage is on a world basis? On a world basis, it's 7%. Wow. What does that tell you?
It tells you that the people in America certainly are not following biblical standards.
And so here, you know, just some examples of some of the insanity we're talking about out there today. I just looked at, you've had this Kirchner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, going around. And for most part, what he's been saying, I've been listening to him, has been, he's made some sense. But now he's come out, and he says that he's going to live forever, that he believes that because of AI, artificial intelligence, that he believes that he's going to live forever. Well, we believe we're going to live forever, but that's after it's appointed to all men once to die. We got to die first, okay? And then we have that promise of eternal life. But that's not what he's talking about at all, is he, Ron?
No, it's right. Transhumanism, so...
He's talking about transhumanism.
He's going to find out the hard way.
Boy, is he. And so.
And then you were talking about, or asked about, does truth matter anymore? In 21st century America, it doesn't, as evidenced by Biden's speech. But if you look at the difference between King Solomon, where he basically got off track with the concubines and the pursuit of gold, resulting in the loss of 10 out of 12 tribes of Israel that basically left them, we're going to be in worse shape because our politicians are not motivated by gold or women. I think they're motivated by pure evil. So God is going to weigh down on us a lot harder.
That was the message that Joe Obama was showing to his people.
It looked like out of 1984.
Fighting. Yeah, the satanic, you know, the fiery red brick, okay?
Yeah.
And the Democratic Party is seeped in pedophilia, and a lot of people don't know that. And this is what we try to expose here all the time, what's going on there.
Yeah, we're in worse shape than King Solomon's empire.
Yeah, we are. We actually are. But God has raised us up for such a time as this, right?
Yep.
Amen. And so we've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by running to the battle. If we run to this battle, we place up crowns and glory, don't we?
Yeah.
And if we don't run to the battle, then what?
We're in trouble. We're going to lose the battle, but we won't lose the war.
So all of these years, what you guys are doing there, Pastor Raymond, with the Liberty Pastors, is what we've been doing here for 50 years on this program.
Amen.
And I'm hoping that people are finally going to awaken. Pardon?
Let's partner together.
Yeah.
And do that together.
I like that idea of opening up the churches for the homeschooling and get the children into the churches and build the bond. I think that's a great idea.
Well, we had a homeschooling co-op in our church for years, and then they opened it up a bigger one just down the street, so we just moved it down there. But
Pastor Blair has four homeschool associations that are using their building there at Fairview Baptist in Edmond, just outside of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And it's been, in fact, they don't even charge them any rent. They allow them to use the facilities because they want to see young people trained in the Word of God. Now, they have some standards, of course, to make sure that who they're inviting in is going to be biblical, but nonetheless, it has been very effective. And that's one of the things they're encouraging Liberty pastors all over the United States to do, things like this.
Now, liberty is right from the Bible. We have liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah. So that comes right out of the Bible. You know, there are churches that will license a pastor before he gets ordained. We don't give a license. We give certificates of liberty to be called to preach the gospel before we ordain them. And so, and that's what it should be. And that's what that word means, liberty.
Our key verse at Liberty Church Orlando is 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen. We have our key verse, the doers of the Word Baptist Church, and this ministry is, be you doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. And
yes.
And with that, you know, people, it's an interesting thing because I often hear people say, well, I'm not called to do that. I'm not called, you know, for 45 years, I went out there on the streets. I preached for 45 years, two or three times a week, I would go and preach in front of those abortion mills out there. And people would tell me, I'm wasting my time. You know, you could go other places. And the vast majority of the pastors simply didn't have the courage because bad people said bad things to them out there. I praise the good Lord for that. The small percentage of men that had some spine and backbone that came out and would stand out there with us and preach the gospel and bring the people from their churches out. I remember one day, do you remember Chuck Swindoll?
Chuck Swindoll.
He was on my program live. And to his credit, he right in the middle of the interview, he stopped and he took my hand and we bowed and he prayed right there on air and asked God to forgive him for not doing more than he has done to stop the killing of the children, to be in that, you know, we need more people that would do that, that actually stand up. Because that's America's national sin, killing its children, right, John McTernan?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. Texas is leading the way so far with the law that we instituted in Texas and in the Supreme Court decision. 40,000 babies have been saved.
Praise the good Lord. You know, in Raymond, in your state there, Florida, a pastor just last week who has a homeschooling, who has a homeschooling in his church, or a Christian school, he's been receiving death threats from the Antichrist Communist Party because he will not allow any LGBTQ, you know. No trans, you know, he's staying, believe it or not, check this out, right to God's Word, the Bible, right? And so because of that, he's been receiving death threats. And, you know, what Joe Obama, Biden said, that those people that are preaching the old-fashioned way, the old-fashioned way, in other words, the way we're preaching God's Word, the Bible, if they continue that, if they condemn abortion, if they condemn sodomy, then they're going to be charged with hate crimes. This is, again, this is the Antichrist system. It's here. It's upon us right now. So.
Yes, it is. And I'm sure that you're well aware of this, but a part of the Liberty Pastors in almost every training camp is attorney Matt Staver, that is headquartered in here in Orlando, Florida, and also in Washington, D.C. In fact, he has an office right across the street from the Supreme Court, has won many battles there. I could name a number of them, but these organizations, and I can share with you about 25 what I call missionary attorneys, that when you get into a problem, and again, they're going to defend you for no charge. Of course, they have to have money, and they appeal to those who are concerned, but they will not charge the church nor an individual. If you stand for what the Word of God says, they will defend you whenever something like this happens. So a pastor really shouldn't be afraid if he's standing for the truth, because there are those who are on the legal side, and they win most of their cases. And that's the joy of it, realizing. And you know, I think all through the Word of God, there are those stalwart Christians. Well, they weren't Christians and called Christians in the Old Testament. In fact, in the New Testament, they're only called Christians three times, but they were disciples and followers of God. And God saw them through. He called them to a task, and he saw them through. Not that they didn't suffer persecution, but they took a stand, and God blessed them for that. We need to do the same thing today.
Well, you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't realize it kind of works this way. God has expectations of us. He tells you that without a stutter in the Bible. He has expectations of us. We have obligations to him. That's how it works, okay? It's not like what the prosperity preachers are preaching, that who was it? Kenneth Copeland said that you can take the Bible and you can make God pay up. You can take his word and you can extort and you can make him pay up. I mean,
we have that power, huh?
Yeah, we have that power, okay? Wait till God finds out, huh? But here, again, we have obligations to Almighty God. Listen, the blessings we have are not by our merit. The blessings we have are by grace. And we have so many blessings. And you know, and it's just like right now, I realize that Barnum just took another poll. And he found out that over 30% of professing Christians are not even registered to vote. Not even registered to vote. Okay? And, you know, when these people tell you that you have to, and I've heard them say, I learned to separate my faith from my politics. There's, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, every prophet, every priest, every preacher, and none has heard this more than the Lord Jesus. Their faith and their politics were inseparable. They were one of the same. They're only one of the same.
Right.
And that's the way God's Word, the Bible, said it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so,
well, I'm going to challenge you. One of the first messages that Pastor Paul Blair preaches is compartmentalization of Christianity is not biblical. And what that means is, and President Obama kept saying, we have freedom of worship. No, we don't. We have freedom of religion. It's not. There's a difference. And as we understand this, that God has given to us the challenge, and we need to realize it's, what part of your life does God not have control over? There's no part of our life that God does not have control over. So let's give him all of our life. Pastors need to be preaching this. People need to be living this.
Well, you know, I mean, now think about this here. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, these people, Chuckie Schumer, you know, they're professing, you know, I've heard Nancy Pelosi talk about her faith with and her relationship. We saw one of them, a horrific thing. In San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi was standing out right in broad daylight on a street there when they were had a sodomite, what they call a Southern Decadence Day there. And in there, she stood right next to two sodomites that were sodomizing each other out in broad daylight there. And there was a cop standing there in uniform. Of course, his job was to protect the sodomites. And Nancy Pelosi said this on camera to the two sodomites that were sodomizing each other, that the Lord Jesus must be very pleased with the love that you show for each other.
Oh, wow.
Okay. If we could have get that clip to show people around, because you always hear her talking about how strong her faith is, right? And so here, and she, there's not enough blood running through the veins of innocent children in this country to quench the thirst of the Democratic Party. They're demon-possessed.
Amen.
And, John, when we saw what in New York City, when Cuomo came out, when they passed that New York state legislator is wicked to the core. I mean, I don't even know if they're redeemable. They are absolutely wicked to the core. When they cheered, when they found out that they could kill babies, you know, after they were born too, not just before, but after they were born, they cheered. Can you imagine that? How wicked people are that would cheer to be able to kill babies, innocent little children.
It's hard to imagine.
Pastor Ernie, I remember vividly watching that, and Cuomo was signing the bill, but he signed it like in front of the legislatures, and they were cheering and clapping and standing, and it was incredible to see. And this dread came over me as I watched that. And then Cuomo then said that if you were pro-life, he wanted for you to get out of New York. You don't belong here.
Well,
I mean, the arrogance. Now, look at him. Not too long after that, God had to work it through, but he was removed from office, or he quit. He was humiliated.
Yeah, well, you've got Hochul now, and do you know what her religion is, don't you? The governor of New York that just came out, and she said, basically, if you're a decent person, leave this state and go to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, well, she's into like a form of witchcraft or new age, something new age witchcraft, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And we see that, we see this, and we know we were the first ones to expose Hillary Clinton. You know, going all the way back to about 1990 or so, we told that she was the head of a witch coven in California. And I remember, well, she called in on the radio program. I remember, I had to bleep her five times. But she was caught sitting in her limousine in traffic there. But that woman, her name, witch name, was Drusilla. And she was on C-SPAN. They had her on C-SPAN, and she came out and she spoke to a group of lesbians. And she introduced herself as Drusilla, the Witch of the West. And they applauded her. And
wow.
And so... Here,
yeah. Pastor Ernie, adding proof to that, or additional proof to it, was when Podesta's emails were leaked there during the election.
Yeah.
It turns out that she was involved in that spirit cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was that means she was a disciple of Alex the Crowley, who that's where that comes from. And he was one of the wickedest men who ever lived. He was a real antichrist. Whatever the Bible said to do, he did just the opposite, and to mock God and horrific things, Pastor Ernie. I mean, he was so bad with killing children now. I'm not talking about babies in the womb, children. He was in Italy, and all these children were disappearing because they were sacrificing them, and they couldn't pin it on him, but they knew it was him. So Mussolini purposely, for himself, had Crowley thrown out of Italy. That's how bad this guy was. A number of women near him committed suicide. He was really wicked, and that spirit cooking comes from him. And that's what Hillary was in, she's involved with that. Her and Podesta and others.
Yeah, and the Podesta, when they had a reporter had managed to get inside Podesta's house, and he had full-size, life-size portraits, you know, portraits of young girls nude hanging on the wall. And again, the upper echelon, and I think this is what Hillary has that with the FBI, you know, the upper echelon, they are so seeped in the Antichrist sin, so seeped in pedophilia, and Hillary knows that. She has it on. This is why, again, I've said it before, but it reminds me, you know, in that movie, The Wizard of Oz, where that witch, you had that witch, and you had all them monkeys that whatever did her bidding, those flying monkeys. That's what it reminds me of with the FBI today. That reminds me of those flying monkeys that were doing Hillary's bidding, do whatever they can to protect her. And the corruption is there. But we're here. This is why we really have to. We got to somehow get that message out, like you're saying there, Robert. We got to get the message out that there's no more time for ignorance and apathy. We have to do like God's Word, the Bible tells us. We got to repent of that, and this is why we're pushing so hard for 9/11 on that one day. If we can get all the pastors to preach on repentance, you know, there are those out there that are teaching that Word of Faith movement that they actually teach that repentance is not necessary for salvation. What did Jesus in the first message he preached say to do? Repent. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're actually,
great.
Yeah.
I want to just send a warning out too about this thing with Alex the Crowley. I mean, he was bisexual. You name it, he was evil. Everything. And the Beatles were disciples of his.
Led Zeppelin. There's a not to interrupt, but there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Lady Gaga.
Yep.
And that guy Bowie.
David Bowie.
David Bowie?
Yeah.
They were all disciples of Alex the Crowley.
What about the Eagles? Didn't they have a picture of him? Or was that the other Satanist? What was the one his daughter took over? Marilyn Monroe and...
Or Marilyn Manson.
Not Marilyn Monroe. The other blonde. What was her name? That she was...
Madonna?
No, back... She was back with... Jane Mansfield. Jane Mansfield was decapitated, but she was attending the church of... Who was the other one there? Were the Eagles. They had that song, Hotel California.
No, I don't remember any of that best friend.
Okay.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't remember it.
Yeah. Would you remember a guy named Bob Larson?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bob, I used to have him on a radio program. I had him here in the studio several times. And he was really exposing all of that stuff. That was a part of what his ministry was, to expose all of that. And you had, they were, many of these people were involved in that. And I'm trying to think of, it was the other Satanist, the very well-known Satanist, his daughter took over for him, but they were all involved. Sammy Davis Jr. was one of his disciples. Jane Mansfield was one of his disciples. There were a number of them. And so those songs like that Hotel California, that was that song was talking about going to hell.
Yeah.
Okay. And, Sammy Davis Jr.'s song, The Candy Man, okay, that was satanic, was what he was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, the It was Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were with Led Zeppelin, but Jimmy Page actually rented the house that Aleister Crowley lived in.
Oh, wow.
I mean, but there, his influence on media, and especially rock music in the 60s and 70s, is profound, and now we're paying for it.
Yeah, you're seeing. I remember, who was it? Was it John Lennon, I believe it was, that said he was, that we're more popular than Jesus.
Jesus Christ, yes.
He said he was saying we're better known than Jesus.
Okay. And he also said he looks forward to the day when Christianity exists no more. Well, and ironically, he didn't live to see the day.
Well, he's a believer now.
Yeah.
This is right. There's no unbelievers in heaven or hell. They all believe, won't they?
Yep. Like
one in glory, right, and paradise, and one in torment. But that's reality.
That's right.
And so, you just wonder the accuracy of God's word. Some years ago, we used to have, on a regular basis, about twice a month, I would have a different nuclear physicist. There was a group of these guys. There was about 10 of them, and different ones would come on, and they would talk about the different dimensions and things like that. And one thing they all had in common, they all believed in God. They all knew that it was, that mathematically it would be impossible. There has never been a creation without a creator. It's mathematically impossible.
Right.
And no one's ever seen a creation. And when you have an intelligent creation, that means you have to have an intelligent creator. And
right.
So, we have something that just really aggravates the Democrats, and that's common sense. Common sense.
Right.
Yeah. They can't handle common sense, can they?
Nope. Or the truth.
No, or the truth. You're absolutely right. And this is what we get out. And I was telling, when I started out, my conversation, my commentary, when I had had a conversation with an atheist, he was talking about how he wanted to know why I thought that my news sources had more credibility than his news sources. We were having these conversations, and I was explaining to him, and I said, "Well, look, here's why we have more credibility." I said, "Your news sources are literally contracted liars. These people actually sign a contract to tell whatever narrative they call the narrative, that, you know, so they don't care if it's true or not. They're going to whatever that's put in front of them. We believe that lying is a sin. It's repulsive to us to lie. You people don't believe that. And this is why our news sources are more credible, much more accurate and truthful than yours." And, you know, he said, you got a good point there. He didn't deny that.
Uh-huh.
He realized
that's
that.
Good.
And so with that, I think I got to him a little bit, you know. With the
right.
And so we're coming up to a break. You guys want to open the phone lines and take some calls, because we need to get the message out and see what people think about what we've been doing here tonight. We got to get repentance. If we don't get repentance, this country is absolutely positively doomed, and we're coming up to it very close. And I can tell you this, nobody, our military can't save us. The Republican Party surely can't save us. The only hope we have, the only hope is God. And
amen.
God has told us what we need to do, right?
Yes.
And he's sitting there waiting for us to do it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All righty. We'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty once bestowed on us by God have been lost somewhere in history in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ brought in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. And when they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. The gentle lambs of Jesus Christ brought in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. And now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. Gentle lambs of Jesus Christ brought in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Yeah, corruption, we've seen it. That January 6th, that was a coup that took place. And you have the entire liberal lying media, including Fox News, for the most part, lying about that. And what took that took, and we still have all of those patriot Christians rotting in jail. And those people, we've had, our people were murdered by racist, dirty cops. They were, that's the truth. There were racist, dirty cops that killed those two ladies, okay? And you know what? Before we take a call, you know, we need to pray in a precatory prayer. We really do. We need to pray because let's just do that now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, the wicked, the corrupt, they continue to come against your people. They continue to persecute your people. My prayer, Father God, is everybody, every single one that is on that corrupt so-called committee there, Father God, those wicked, evil, ungodly people. I pray, Father God, Lord, that you would bring them to repentance. Bring those wicked people,
amen,
to repentance, unless they find a lake, find themselves in the lake of fire. And Lord, if they refuse, my prayer, Father God, is this. If they refuse, that you remove them, take them out. Whatever it takes, take them out, remove them. Because, Lord God, as long as they're there, they're going to continue to persecute your children. These things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take Ed. Ed, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay, Ed. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. The reason reason I'm call, I tuned into the program late, but it was Anton LaVey that allegedly founded the Church of Satan. And
yeah, that's who I was thinking of, Anton LaVey. He was the one that had those eagles. They went there. Jane Mansfield was one of his. Sammy Davis Jr., they all, that was, and they had a picture of him on their picture album, standing up in the balcony, and the Eagles had when they made that song, Hotel California.
Yes.
Yeah, and the thing about it is usually when Lucifer gets through with you, you're usually in a pretty bad way, and I hear that Anton LaVey was pretty in a bad way. As far as I know. Yeah. But things along those lines. But the reason I called, I heard a lot about, I didn't see it, and I went on YouTube to look it up, Joe Biden's speech, and he was ranting and raving and really getting to the point of really kind of like, I guess I would say schizophrenic, because it comes down to the point that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, allegedly, and I say that word loose, very loose, allegedly, you're supposed to believe that you're in the game for the best interest of the country, which we know they're not. But anyway, this guy just went ranting and raving.
Yeah, we played it. We played about a 10-minute clip of him doing that. And basically, everything that he accused us of doing is what they were doing.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, and beyond that, I've never in my life, 5 years ago, you could pretty much find anything you wanted on YouTube. It's to the point now, the censorship, it's to the point that whether it's Alex Jones, and I don't agree with everything that he has to say, but he put out a lot of good information, your program, anything that they don't agree with, it's to the point that it's blocked. You can't get into it and listen to it.
Yeah, I know. I was on there for, they knocked me down and took me off. And it was funny because on Twitter, we set an all-time record. It took them 15 seconds to deny me on Twitter.
Oh, and so, yeah, and it's amazing that when people say, well, you live in the greatest nation on the earth, and I can't even listen to what I want to?
Well, no. Donald Trump, social media platform Truth Social, they just got knocked off of Google. Google won't put it up, won't allow him now. And that's Truth Social.
And they talk about monopolies and how they need to take control away from monopolies, and that's exactly what we have right now.
They'll always do the opposite of what they'll say they're doing. Okay, and so here, like Donald Trump was accusing us, you know, we're the ones where, and you have this corrupt. Let me tell you this. This is absolutely true. There is Merrick Garland would be very, very hard-pressed to find somebody to prosecute as corrupt as himself. He would be hard to do that because this man is as corrupt as corruption gets. The same thing with Chris Wray. And you have all those whistleblowers. Now, over 20 of them have come forward, and they're demanding, because they're so ashamed now of being a part of the DOJ or the FBI because of the corruption, and they're demanding that Chris Wray resign. But then they even lie about all of that. I mean, it's unbelievable how they lie about everything, okay? It's just unbelievable. Yeah, they...
No, there ain't no doubt about it. Like you said before, almost everything they say is just the opposite of what they do. But getting beyond that, it's really to the point that, and I'll get off and let somebody else get on, but it's to the point, almost about 95% of the laws that they make, they exempt themselves from.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
That's like the ultimate slap in the face. And it just blows my mind.
Yeah, hypocrisy. To us, hypocrisy is repulsive. To them, it's something to be embraced. All right, I got to move on, Ed. God bless, my friend. Let's see. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, you were just saying about hypocrisy. I just wanted this moral article. This guy Djokovic, who's one of the top tennis players in the world, will not be allowed to play in the tennis championships in America because the center, the CDC, has not wavered from its policies that unvaccinated non-American citizens are banned from coming in the United States. What about all of those people coming over the border? Huh?
Well, Bob, all he has to do is go down there, go to the border, tell them that he's a part of the drug cartel, and not only will they bring him in, tell him he's part of Biden, the Biden drug cartel, they'll fly him in and they'll fly him to a city someplace and put him up in a hotel.
One important question, what happened about that movement when they were supposed to destroy the 2020 presidential ballots? You remember that?
Yeah, well, with the five, we had those five states there. You know what? I got to look into that and see if we did. I know the number of the states, I believe it was Arizona was one of the states and that said that they were not. And I think they did that. I think with Louisiana.
I think it's they've got two or three days left.
Okay.
For destruction is September 22nd.
Oh, I thought it was the 3rd.
Okay.
I thought it was the 4th, so it's the 22nd now.
Yeah, a number of those states said they're not going to do it, that they will not allow it.
That's a good – and the last little thing there, you're talking about Alistair Crowley and you're talking about Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, you're right. He did buy Alistair Crowley's castle, which is in constant fog 24 hours a day.
Yep.
And thank you for the good work you guys could do. Have a blessed night.
Thanks, Bob. God bless. Let's go to Gil. Gil.
Yes.
Hey, Gil.
Hi, good evening, Ernie Sanders. I send you a big electronic hug. I'm also blind, too, so bear with me, but not spiritually, by the grace of God alone. I was wondering if you could expound on Matthew 12:36. I think it says, but I tell you that men will have to give an account for every idle word that they will speak in light of this deathocratic society that we're under. And also, if you could expound on Romans 8:28, which says all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And one more is Colossians 3:16, I believe it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, or gratitude. You know, so just wondering if you could expound on that. And I'm just letting you know that I'm trying to tell a lot of people to listen to your show. I'm definitely really promoting. By the way, have you heard of True News by any chance? So they speak the same things you speak against.
Yeah.
Rick Wiles?
Yeah, there's more and more are coming out. We're getting, our side is building up. We're the alternate, and again, if it wasn't for us, people wouldn't be getting any True News. NBC, ABC, CBS, they're contracted liars.
Yep, contracted liars. Oh, you mentioned Revelation 21:8 in passage.
Yeah. All liars will have their place in the lake of fire, huh?
Fire, yep.
All right, well, what you just said, that means exactly what it says. But I say unto you that every word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. God's got a good memory, okay? And you're going to be, we're going to be accountable for what we do. No, in Romans 8:28, when he says, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord,
right. They
eventually, what he's talking about, it may not be at the present, but in the end, it'll work together for good. All right, I got to move on because we don't have much time. Let me go. You fellas want, before I take another call, do you fellas want to comment on those?
No, Pastor Ernie. No.
Okay. Did you want to comment at all? There.
No, that's you've done very well.
Alrighty. Let's go to Clifford. Cliff's in the air.
Yeah, hello?
Hello, you're in the air, Cliff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, one thing that relates to repentance, and it's Psalm 92, verses 6 to 9. It within those three verses, it talks about brutish people, which we're seeing now. Brutish. It talks about enemies of God, and it says destroy forever. That's something to take heed of. Well, what do you think of those three verses together? Psalm 92 verses.
A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is they that shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, are most high forevermore. For lo, the enemies of the Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. And it means exactly what it says. Look, these people embrace the apostate church. We preached on the apostate church a while back. Whenever, if it's a sin, they embrace it. And I, you know, I truly believe that if a new sin could be invented, you know, tonight by tomorrow, the Democrats would have it in their platform, okay?
Yeah.
Because, and when you take a look at United Church of the Antichrist, the World International Council of Churches, where they embrace abortion, they hear, the Bible condemns sodomy. It condemns sodomy, LGBTQ. And that's exactly, not only is it an acceptable lifestyle today in the Democratic Party, it's a preferred lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's preferred. In other words, basically, they're shaking their rebellious fist in the face of a holy God and telling you right. that they're not doing it, right? So
right.
Yeah, but look at the CDC you were just talking about. Look at the brutishness of that. I mean,
yeah.
They're chasing away, you know, the most renowned tennis player in the world. I mean, well, where do they get this power even? You know, what poison, basically? Take some poison or you can't even come in this country. I mean,
well, that's what it is. It's about control.
Yeah.
And look what they're doing. We've told you time and time. Here, Austin and Millie, they are doing everything in their power to destroy our military, to weaken our military, to cripple our military. And they're doing it in plain sight. And they're, in other words, remember what Bill Clinton used to say all the time. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? In other words, right what they're doing in plain sight and then telling you what you're not seeing what you're seeing, right? And that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to weaken. And now I want to remind people, too, this is brought we've by very credible sources, and that come around November, the Chinese military, and we're talking about the top ranking, have said that they may announce an invasion of the United States. Now, you say, how could that happen? Well, first of all, the Biden crime cartel are owned by the Chinese. They're owned. You know who said that? The Chinese. They've said that. They've come out, and they've received millions and millions of dollars from them. All of these arms that we're sending, ammunition, tons of ammunition to the Ukraine, that's not going to fire. They're going out on a black market. That stuff's being sold on the black market. We know that, okay? Here, look, if you think that when we pulled out of Afghanistan, was it done that way, and $85 billion of military equipment was left there, if you don't think that tons of money got kicked back to the Biden crime cartel, then I got news for you. You're a la-la lander, okay? These things are happening right in plain sight. Yes, sir. Okay. How much time do I have? Okay, we're at, guess what? It's that time. Raymond, you've got 4 minutes to give an invitation tonight and tell folks how they can avoid hell and how they can make it to heaven.
Well, God's made it very clear in the Word of God, and that is all the way through, and we believe in the entire Word of God, not just the New Testament. But back in the very beginning of the Old Testament, God planned salvation because he knew that we were sinners, and he made us that way because he didn't want us to be robots. But he gave us a choice, to choose him or to choose sin. And as a result of choosing sin, he also provided a way for us to have salvation through his shed blood that was provided for everyone who would come to him, would believe and trust him. It was his shed blood that would take away our sin for all eternity. And so if there's anybody listening tonight that has never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've never come to him and ask him to forgive you of all your sin and promise him that you will follow him, then you need to do that tonight, right here where you are, before you go to sleep tonight, that you might be able to know Jesus as your personal Savior. God is not a liar. He will keep his word, and there are many references in the Word of God that we can show you after you trust Jesus as your Savior, and you can be assured of eternity in heaven with him. So I want to encourage you to do that. I also want to encourage the pastors to take heart and to be courageous and to be able to say to your congregation, we may have to suffer persecution, and we may lose a few people because sometimes they don't believe what the Word of God says, and we may lose a few people, but if they're not willing to trust the Word of God, then they are trusting in themselves, and that's not what God's Word says. So we want to encourage you, if you've never trusted Jesus, do so tonight, and pastors especially, take heart. Be strong, as the Word of God says in Ephesians, take on the whole armor of God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, and we know that it's against the principalities and the powers and even spiritual wickedness in high places. So pastors, continue to preach the Word of God and ask Jesus to give you the strength and the compassion to see these things in this country come around to you, or to the Lord.
With that, and you know, we had something we missed tonight in the program, and that was that we were going to do a little dedication to our wives. So I want to say I have got a wonderful wife. Ron?
Yes, I just wanted to follow up. You said I married up, which is the truth, but I always tell people the story how we met. Her dad owed my dad a lot of money, so we offered for her to give the debt, pay it off, if he would offer her hand in marriage, because this is the only way a gal as fine as Barb would ever have anything to do with the likes of me. Of course, I'm taking certain liberties with the truth, but I think if every spouse thought about each other the same way, you'll be able to get through any problems that life throws at you.
All right. I married up. John, did you marry up?
Yes, Pastor.
And Ray?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
We are soon to experience our 56th wedding anniversary.
Amen. We're out of time for tonight. Till then, God bless. And we'll always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.